So without further ado, we're very blessed tonight to have our second speaker in our speaker series, Deacon Dave Galvin. I've known Deacon Dave even before I actually knew him, because Deacon Dave is very well known wherever he goes. He's also very well known, particularly in the Eastern Panhandle of West Virginia. Deacon Dave has been described as the best priest in West Virginia, right? Even though he's not a priest, but because of his fidelity to Christ and his fidelity to the church. When people have problems, they come to Deacon Dave because they know, first off, they'll get an answer according to the teachings of the church. They'll get an answer according to as if they were going to Christ. And they know, too, that he cares for their souls. Deacon Dave was ordained a deacon of the Catholic Church in 2004. As soon as I became a seminarian, I was introduced to Deacon Dave, and I said something that I might have regretted immediately after. I said, "If you ever need me, just ask." And what he did was he took me up on that. And so Deacon Dave and I, we've worked together many times throughout my time as a seminarian and priest. Whenever Deacon Dave asks me or anyone else to do something, you know it's for the salvation of souls. You know it's for to help proclaim the kingdom of Christ. Deacon Dave is, like I said, he's a deacon of the Catholic Church. He's a permanent deacon. He has a family who are all going to be canonized saints one day because of his leadership, his headship of his family, and leading them to Christ. It's funny. I was talking to Deacon Dave yesterday, and there's two reasons why I shouldn't have asked this question. But I asked him, you know, "Are you going to watch the State of the Union tonight?" And then I thought to myself, well, that's silly. First off, I know I'm sure doing Exodus, right? Doing Exodus. But also, I thought it's silly because Deacon Dave doesn't have a television, because he finds what is the most important in his household, and that's his family. And so he makes sure to make sure that when he's at home, it's family time. So he is very geared toward family. He's very old, but ultimately he is a faithful son of the church and the son of Christ. So tonight he's talking to us. You'll be hearing in general about dating and relationships. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, the opportunity to serve you. Lord, we ask our hearts to be open to your words spoken through Deacon Dave. Lord, we ask you to help us fall more in love with you each day. We ask you that our conversations today go according to your will and not our own. We ask these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.